are our Lord. You are great indeed.
Father, it's our great privilege to come before you and to worship you. Lord, you are the great high King of heaven. There's no God like you. Lord, you're wondrous in your glory and full of splendor. We count it a great joy to come before you in your courts and praise you. Amen.
Amen. And we thank you, Lord, that you are center stage here. You are center stage in our hearts. You really are our portion. You are everything for us. We truly are your sons and daughters, and we belong to you. And we thank you that we can trust you and put all our trust and find all our joy in you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that it says from the rising of the sun to the setting, your name is to be praised. And thank you that all over the world, day and night, there are people worshipping and praising your holy name. And thank you that all our separate praise places this afternoon, we are worshipping you, looking to your throne, looking to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Worshipping you. And thank you that we're joining the angels and saints around the throne, saying holy, holy, holy to you. Amen.
Amen. We thank you, Lord God, that you have brought us into something that we can't see fully with our own eyes, but is eternal. We thank you that you give us a glimpse of that as we worship with the angels now and we join in their unending worship. We thank you, Lord God, that you give us a glimpse of that as we meet together and see in one another, brothers and sisters. Lord God, continue to work in our hearts and in our lives. Continue to draw us closer to you. Continue to help us to claim the inheritance that you have given us. And to be worthy of that. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And as we finish this time of worship together, can we just hear from Izzy, who has a word for us?
As we were worshipping, I felt like God was saying that just the phrase came into mind, if you search me, you will find me. And this is a reference to Jeremiah 29:13. And in the chapter, actually, Jeremiah is writing letters to the exiles. And obviously at the time God's people are in a difficult time, and yet there's encouragement that even in the most difficult of times, God is present and wants us to seek him. So when we seek him, we really do find God.
Thank you Izzy, thank you for that word and for that encouragement that even during these tricky times, even during these difficult times, the Lord is there for us and he will encourage us and he will enable us to find him. So Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you for your desire for relationship with us, Lord. And Lord, help us to do our bit to knock on that door so you can open it and we can have that relationship every day and grow in a greater and greater knowledge of you every day of our lives until we meet with you in eternity. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Eleanor. Thank you, Anthony and Julie.